And today, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father, help us to worship in spirit and truth by filling us with the living water your Son offers freely. That spring of water welling up to eternal life by the indwelling of you, Almighty God, God, the Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Beginning today with Psalm 95. Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Come, come and worship the Lord with all your ability. Praise him, thank him with music and with song. Deep from within you, let the worship flow from your soul. How great and wondrous is the Lord our God, our salvation, our deliverance. Though the word water is not found in Psalm 95, Psalm 95 refers to a great gift of water at Meribah and Massah. Let me take you back to Exodus chapter 17. Israel had just come out of Egypt, delivered by the mighty hand of the Lord. Manna from heaven had begun to be given daily. The Israelites grumbled for meat, and the Lord sent them quail. During this time, the Israelites could not follow the simplest of instructions. They could not follow. And yet many would gather too much on the 5 days, and it would rot, filled with maggots if they tried to save it till morning. Still others would go out of the morning of the Sabbath to gather and find nothing to pick up. They could not follow the simplest instructions on 5 days, gather 1 day's amount of manna. On the 6th day, gather 2 days' amount of manna so you can rest on the 7th day. That 7th day, a Sabbath holy to the Lord. They couldn't follow that simple instruction. Leaving the desert of Sin, the Israelites camped at Rephidim. And the people began to quarrel with Moses for water to drink. Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord your God to the test?" The situation just became worse. The people cried out, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" The Lord instructed Moses to take the elders of Israel with him and the staff that struck the Nile and stand before the rock at Horeb. "Strike the rock, and water will come for all." Moses called the place Massah, which means testing, and Meribah, which means quarreling, because Israel had tested the Lord God, quarreled with the Lord God, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Numerous times the Lord powerfully provided water to sustain Israel in their wanderings in the wilderness. The Lord daily gave manna, cared for them, kept their clothes and shoes from wearing out. Still, they'd put the Lord to the test time and time again. Psalm 95, that's why it says, "Don't you be like them." If you hear the voice of the Lord today, don't harden your heart. Water. It's vital for life, physical life, that is. And there's a water that's vital to spiritual life. And we shall soon see that. John chapter 4. Jesus had to go through Samaria. John 4, verse 4. Again, we find that Greek verb I spoke about last week. That means it is necessary. There was a divine appointment to be kept in Samaria, in Sychar, at Jacob's well, with a woman, a Samaritan woman. And Jesus sat down and waited for his appointment to arrive. The sovereignty of God in action here for her and for us too, so we can hear and learn from Jesus and his compassion for a Samaritan woman. "Will you give me a drink?" Jesus asks. The Samaritan woman replies, "You are a Jew. I am Samaritan. How can you ask me for a drink?" The time was about the sixth hour, which means it's about noonish. Time that just Jesus and this woman would be there at the well to have this talk. A sovereign appointment of grace. Compassion, yes, and grace, yes. For John gives us a little note to make clear this situation. Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Along with the other note, his disciples had gone into town to buy food. So is Jesus and this woman. Jesus speaks to her again. "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." In other words, Jesus said to the woman, "If you knew who sits before you, you would ask me for what I can give you. You would ask me for the living water." Now, a very important question for us to ask is, what does Jesus mean by living water? If we're listening to the Samaritan woman, we hear misunderstanding. Where would Jesus get the living water? Jesus has nothing to draw from the well, which is a deep well. Is Jesus greater than the patriarch Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, as it's written in Genesis 32, after wrestling and refusing to let go without a blessing? Jesus, are you greater than the patriarch Jacob? This well's water will only lead to thirsting again. The water Jesus will give will become a spring, welling up to eternal life. What is this living water Jesus is speaking of? To learn more, we turn to John chapter 7. And we find Jesus at the Feast of Tabernacles, the week-long feast with living in huts, little booths, to remind Israel of their sojourn in the wilderness. It is a joyous celebration of God's provision in the wilderness and a joyous celebration of the blessings of the current harvest. Along with wine libation to the Lord, there is a special once a year water libation poured out to the Lord during the Feast of the Tabernacles. On the last day and the greatest day of the feast, when joyous processions with lyres and trumpets and harps and cymbals and musical instruments filling the streets of Jerusalem with song, and Levites are singing songs, great joy filling the whole area. Light from giant lampstands reaching perhaps 75 feet into the air, just filling the area with light. And there's torches procession. And all of this, and with the understanding from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. And with joy you will draw water from the well of salvation." That water, that joy of salvation. Isaiah 43 was there too. "For I will pour water on the thirsty and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." And then Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 24 through 27. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. So with that understanding of the prophets from Isaiah and Ezekiel, you have this great gathering with that Isaiah and Ezekiel resounding, and there's joy. Joy so unspeakable. It is written in the Mishnah, "He that has never seen the joy of the ceremony of water drawing has never in his life seen joy." That's from Sukkah 51a. There, in the midst of this joyous ceremony, Jesus stands declaring, John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. On the last day and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." And then with John writing to bring clarity, verse 39. "By this he," Jesus, "meant the Spirit, whom those who had believed in him were later to receive." Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not been glorified. That streams of living water is the Holy Spirit of God. So to answer, what does Jesus mean by living water? The answer is the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. Are you thirsty for the indwelling of God, the Holy Spirit? The woman at the well was thirsty for the water Jesus offered, but she did not understand. She said, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." To show this woman how thirsty she truly was, Jesus turned the conversation. "Go, call your husband and come back." The conversation that ensues shows she was trying to fill her thirst with relationships. Five husbands, and she is living with one now not her husband. Look around you. Have you noticed how empty people are? Trying to fill their emptiness with relationships like this woman at the well. But separating the covenant of marriage from intimacy and hopping from one bed to another, it won't satisfy. Instead, the feeling of being used will come even stronger along, and the emptiness growing larger, swallowing you up even more. A quick perusal of the news, and you can see the emptiness in people's lives. It's seen so easily how hollow and empty, and they're seeking to fill them like a teenage girl running off from her home and hiding for 2 months. By God's grace, she was found safe. The emptiness evidenced by the rise in drug use and the increasing overdoses. Just a little south of here, a 13-year-old son calls 911, finding his parents on the floor and his sister saying they won't wake up. Four children, ages 13, 11, 10, and 9, lives turned upside down because the parents were empty and looked to fentanyl. And the stories keep coming. Have compassion. Will you show them the way to the living water. We see emptiness in lives trying to change outward appearance from the XX chromosome and XY chromosome and vice versa, XY to XX in appearance. The emptiness is seen in the pain of not wanting to live as born. But changing the external won't take the emptiness away. Growing through the external won't change the fact and the truth that every cell will still be shouting XX for female, and every cell shouting XY for male. A sign of the empty lives thirsting for water, being given a false promise from this world. And the stories keep coming. But you have compassion. Will you show them the way to the living water? The woman at the well turns the talk to worship. And Jesus speaks of a time coming when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. The kind of worshipers the Father seeks. The disciples return. They don't understand. Jesus says, look, see the harvest. Open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Have compassion on the empty lives. Will you lead them to the living water? The Samaritan woman tells her village, he told me everything I ever did. And many from the town believed. The town urged Jesus to stay, and he stayed two more days. Many more became believers, saying, John chapter 4, verse 42. They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for everyone. This gift of living water that will spring up to eternal life, this gift is for everyone. Have compassion. Lead another to the living water. Recorded in John chapter 7, Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Are you thirsty? Jesus says, come. Are you empty and need filling? Jesus says, come. Things and stuff of this world will never satisfy. Come to Jesus and ask for the living water. Seek Jesus. Repent and believe. And just as Jesus promised, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. You will be giving that living water that flows from within your very soul. Jesus had a divine appointment with a very empty and broken Samaritan woman at the well. And her life was changed. Jesus will do the same for you. Seek him. Make an appointment with him. Come, just as you are. There is grace for you. There is mercy for you. There is living water in abundance for you. That emptiness in you can be filled. Filled with the very presence of God, the Holy Spirit. Now is the time. This is the day. Don't harden your heart as they did at Meribah and Massah. Hear the voice of Jesus. Anyone thirsty? Come to me and drink. Come and drink, Jesus invites you. Come and drink and be filled with water springing up to eternal life. Amen and amen.